I can just tell you that it's clear for me, from his actions, from what I've seen, that this is an individual that showed no regard for the human beings that he plowed through in his attempt to get away. He's talking about motive, and I'm not going to speculate as to his motive. Black blood alcohol level has been asked. We obtained a search warrant. We do have blood samples. That will be one of our priorities to get that analyzed, but that's still not back from us. We cannot, under Texas law, talk about any priors.
A driver from Austin.
That's part of our investigation. That's part of our investigation.
Can you say the person from the Netherlands, was it a man or a woman?
The victim from the Netherlands was riding a bicycle, and it is a man. A male adult.
The woman who was killed, where is she from?
The woman that was killed is a local person. One was pronounced at the scene, one that was on a bicycle. That was a male subject from the Netherlands, and one on the moped, which is a female subject from here locally.
Concerns about barricade control. Is that adding to your investigation?
Yes, and you know, I mentioned it earlier. We've had two people lose their lives. We've had other people really sustain some really critical injuries. And I would just ask people, that rather than just post it on social media, you know, let's respect the sanctity of the investigation. And I think the importance of what this means to these families that have been victimized here this morning, please provide it to us. You can always post it later. But I think we all have a collective responsibility to do our very best to bring some justice and some closure to the families that have lost their loved ones here through the selfish act of one individual.
The department's had long-standing concerns about barricade control and drive-ins and that sort of thing. Are you going to be changing anything? Are you looking at
Now, we will always assess this, but let's get something really clear so you all understand. This is an individual that committed an intentional act. Unless you completely block this with vehicles all the way across, if you have a car here, he's going to go on the sidewalk. You have to understand that it is an intentional act. Number two, this is a widespread event that requires emergency response to medical calls, emergency response to police calls, and we have to have a passageway for emergency vehicles. This has been going on, this event, and hundreds of events throughout Austin, Texas, for a couple decades now, and this is it's very unusual. This is the first one that I'm aware of that we've ever had. So will we review our procedures? Always. We always look at that. But understand something. When somebody acts intentionally, it's very difficult to stop. So if you have a car here, you go around the car. You had a police officer in uniform that was forced to jump out of the way. And so our system, there's a method to the madness, if you will. There's a method to why we do things the way we do. And it's worked for many, many years. And I don't foresee any huge changes in the way that we set up our closures.
One more question.
Pardon me?
Do you think a different type of barricade would have helped?
You know, that's all speculation. But again, you have to understand something. An individual that's willing to drive down a street mowing people down is either going to crash through a barricade or go around a barricade. You've got sidewalks here. You've got a lot of ways for a person to get around. And so, you know, we can speculate on that. But the bottom line is when somebody's acting intentionally, and this is a person that was trying to get away, it's very difficult to stop.